Welcome back, Arizona homeowners, to Rosie on the House, where we're visiting with newfound friend Shirlene DeSantis, owner of Ramsey Canyon Inn. Jennifer and I have stayed at the inn before. It was absolutely adorable and very comfortable facility, gorgeous surrounding areas. When people ask us where to go, we regularly say, if you haven't been to Ramsey Canyon, you got to go. But yeah, we haven't been back. Jennifer, we got to put that on our calendar.
I think every staycation we have is actually on our calendar. So yeah, put it on there. But I think it should be up top.
All right. Well, Ms. Shirlene, we'd like to bring you back into the conversation. We're talking about the number one reason Ramsey Canyon is known throughout the world, and it's the birding.
Correct.
And bird watching is one of those activities that I love doing with my grandchildren. It forces us to get outside, geocaching, hiking, bird watching, exploring. Talk a little bit about what Ramsey Canyon is known for specifically.
Well, specifically, it's known for its hummingbirds. We're in the migration path of the birds that go to Mexico and South America in the winter, and then they come up to the United States in the summer, and they go as far as Alaska, where they nest and raise their babies, and then in the winter they go back down to Mexico again. So we're right at that migration path, and we have a year-round stream, so there's always water here. It's the perfect place for birds to go through.
I heard a story from recreational boaters down in the Gulf that they actually hang the hummingbird feeders off their yachts and boats by the hundreds, and that as these migrating waves come through, they can literally, the boat could be enveloped with migrating hummingbirds.
Well, that's true, and I'll tell you, there is a hummingbird that's east of the Mississippi, the ruby-throated hummingbird, and every year it migrates across the Gulf of Mexico. That's 500 or 600 miles of open water. A non-stop flight for a little hummingbird.
That's wings that are this big.
Yes.
Holy cow.
They start out in Florida, they increase their body weight by 30%, and then they just take off, and they love finding the boats along the way.
Golly. So how many hummingbirds could someone see at Ramsey Canyon?
The fall migration is the best migration, and that is July, August, September. And at that time, they seem to come to Ramsey Canyon, and then they stay here until it gets cold, and then they go ahead and go down south. When they're coming back in spring, they'll start coming in March and April and May, but they're on their way to wherever they're going to go nest, so they don't hang out here so much.
Oh.
We have about 8 species that actually do nest here, but the rest of them sort of go away. But in August, September, you should be able to see 12 to 14 species of hummingbirds in Ramsey Canyon at my feeders. I probably have the best place in the canyon to get the best variety of hummingbird feeders. I know I have the best place in the canyon.
I guess I wasn't aware that there were 14 or 15 different types of hummingbirds. I've got my little Audubon book, and I think there's about 8 or 9 or 10 in there. How many varieties of hummingbirds are there?
Well, if you go to South America, there's over 300, so we're a drop in the bucket.
Wow.
Shirlene, can you identify all 14 just by looking?
Yes, I can.
Yeah?
I was really lucky when I opened the bed and breakfast. I got to be involved in a hummingbird banding project here at my bed and breakfast, and so I got a really good education on hummingbirds.
Is that mostly a color differentiation when you're looking?
No, it's color, it's shape, it's the length of the bill, it's a lot of different things.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. Ramsey Canyon, the hummingbird capital of the United States.
Correct.
Now, where else could I go in the United States to see 10 or 12 or 13 or 14 of the different hummingbirds?
If you went to Texas, you might get 10, 12. I'm not sure. California, maybe 4 or 5. But definitely southern Arizona, the corridor here is definitely has the most hummingbirds at one time.
Well, it looks like in perusing your website here, the rooms of the inn are named after the different species of the hummingbirds.
Yes, they are.
Well, you've got about 9 more rooms to build, don't you?
I do.
How many rooms do you have? How many guests can you accommodate?
Well, in the bed and breakfast, I have 6 rooms, all with private baths. And then across the creek, I have a little duplex that has 2 one-bedroom housekeeping suites. We don't take children in the bed and breakfast, but we allow children out in the suites. And therefore, they have a full kitchen, living room, bedroom, bathroom, and people who want to stay for a little longer or want a more private experience in the canyon will like to stay out there and cook their own meals. We don't serve breakfast to our suite guests, but they get the pie every day, just like all of the other guests do.
You wouldn't need anything else. she's won over 100 ribbons on her pie.
Yeah, she calls it, you get the pie. Over 100 blue ribbons she's won with her pies.
Do you make them all by yourself?
Well, I recently hired a chef, and I have taught him how to make pies, and he's doing a very good job. So I did all of my own cooking up until the last year.
Impressive. That is a lot of work.
Miss Charlene of the Ramsey Canyon Inn. We'll come back visiting a little bit about how many different other birds that someone might see other than the hummingbirds. What else is there to do? If you elect to take the Ramsey Canyon Inn as your headquarters, what can be seen in and about here at Rosie on the House?